My name is Kara Phillips. I am 13 years old, and today is December 23rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandpa Schmidt, and we are recording in Burlington, Wisconsin. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I was the first out of six children in my family, and I was kind of the big brother to my brothers and sisters. I think I was a pretty good kid. Once in a while, I would misbehave. I've done naughty things too, like most children do. But for the most part, I was a pretty good child. I helped my parents whenever they needed help. I don't know what else to say about that.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I would probably say to be more outgoing. I was not very outgoing. I was kind of shy. I had to be pushed into doing things by my parents and stuff like that because I had no gumption. I would say to be more outgoing would be the biggest thing.
Did you have a nickname? How did you get it?
Well, my sisters always called me Curdy. My name is Curtis, and they just called me Curdy. I guess that was my nickname.
So, like, how did you get it?
Well, I don't know. They just called me Curdy. I have no way of knowing why they decided to shorten my name or add to my name. It was just something that my sisters did.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close to them?
Not really. I was close to my two sisters a little bit, but as we grew older, I've kind of gone away from my brothers and sisters. It's not that I don't talk to them, I don't see them. It's just that I don't spend a lot of time with them or anything like that. We don't get together that often. But we have a good rapport between my brothers and sisters. I think
was the worst thing you did as a kid?
The worst thing I did as a kid, now I this was before the bullying, but I kind of picked on kids that were weaker, you know, that were whatever, but I know it's wrong now. I never was vicious. But I'd call them names and things like that. I think that would be it. I never fought with anybody or anything like that. It was just calling names and stuff like that. And now that I'm an adult, I realize that that was the wrong thing to do. That was about the worst. One thing that my sisters always complained about was when my mother would ask me to shake out the rugs or do chores around the house, I'd run up in the woods and hide so that I wouldn't have to do it. But that's just more of a funny thing. That wasn't really bad. It's just that I kind of just didn't want to do the work.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
When I was a teenager, I used to deliver newspapers. I did a little landscaping, put down sod, that type of thing. And the money that I earned, I saved for college. I saved for college.
So where did you go for college?
I went to University of Whitewater.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a father. Do you remember the first moment you saw my mother, and how did it make you feel?
When I first found out I was going to be a father, I was very happy. We were looking to have children, and it worked out that I was very happy about it. And when I first saw your mother, I was proud. I was proud that she was healthy, and it was somebody to love, along with my wife and family.
What was the worst thing you remember my mother ever doing when she was a child?
Your mother was a very good child. The only thing I can kind of say was kind of, it wasn't nasty, but when it's kind of a funny story. We were going to take a trip, and we didn't tell Kathy and your mother and her sister where we were going. So we were just kind of going to surprise them. And Kathy went into mother's purse, which is a no-no. You don't go into private property like that. And she found out where we were going for vacation. So that was probably about the worst thing she did. And it's because she was a good child.
All right.